Two suspects in the Washington area sniper shootings have been accused of another killing, this one in Louisiana. Baton Rouge police have issued first-degree murder warrants for John Allen Muhammad and John Lee Malvo. Investigators believe the men shot and killed a worker at a beauty supply shop in September. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
At about 6:30 on the evening of September 23rd, Hong Ballinger was leaving work at a shop called the Beauty Depot near downtown Baton Rouge. While walking to her car, the 45-year-old mother of three was shot and killed, felled by a single bullet to the head. Witnesses said they saw the gunman run into a nearby park with Ballinger's purse. The crime went unsolved until yesterday, when Baton Rouge Police Chief Pat Englade announced it had been connected to the accused Washington snipers.
Ballistics comparisons positively linked the .223 caliber bullet used to murder Miss Ballinger with the weapon used in several of the D.C. area sniper killings. Further evidence found in the car driven by Muhammad and Malvo establishes the pair was in Baton Rouge on September the 23rd, 2002.
Including the Baton Rouge crime, Muhammad and Malvo now have been connected to 13 murders in five states and the District of Columbia, a string of shootings that police say began on February 16th in Tacoma, Washington, continued during September in Alabama and Louisiana, and culminated with 10 October deaths in Virginia, D.C., and Maryland. The men face multiple state and federal charges, so many that it's not clear where they will be tried and by whom. The district attorney in Baton Rouge, Doug Moreau, expects the first trial will be for the most recent crimes, the ones around the nation's capital.
You understand, up around the Washington area, there were a number of people who were killed, and there was an entire population terrorized for a long time, and I feel quite certain that those people have the right to settle it among themselves, but one of those jurisdictions would be first in line, I'm sure. We don't consider it first or last, just as a matter of doing our job, and we want to be ready when we have a chance.
Muhammad grew up in Baton Rouge and still has relatives in the city. Police are trying to determine if he and Malvo were responsible for another recent shooting there. Indeed, around the country, law enforcement agencies are looking for links between the two suspects and a number of unsolved murders dating back almost 3 years. In Lansing, Michigan, for instance, police are re-examining the death of a woman last year at a local zoo. She was shot by an unseen gunman 200 yards away. Louisiana State University criminologist Bill Archambault says now that investigators have identified the murder weapon, there's a good chance they'll find additional victims.
People simply should not be shocked at what happens. This story has not unfolded yet, and it may be months or maybe years before the story completely unfolds. And there's going to be a lot of twists and turns before this story is fully told.
Today, the mayor and police chief in Montgomery, Alabama, are expected to release more details about their investigation of a September liquor store shooting. Muhammad and Malvo already face capital murder charges for killing a store employee and wounding another worker. Like in Louisiana, ballistics tests concluded the Alabama crime was committed with the same weapon as was used in the Washington area killings. Montgomery police are investigating whether a third person may have taken part. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.